And when I couldn't get you, I spoke to Walter, but now I'll tell you what it's about. Duxton thinks you have inadvertently vetoed a bill at 12 o'clock today that's his bill. That's S-1451. Walter says that it's been a mistake, too. So the understanding was that it wasn't going to be vetoed. It's that bill that you helped get Duxton get through when you were the majority leader about that trial in the court of claims on the General Dye stuff stopped. And which Walter and I and everybody else and John Connolly have been pushing like hell, and along with Harris, in the House Interstate Commerce Committee. Now, Walter said the bill was not to have been vetoed, and Walter has been talking to both Sturgeon and Harris on that basis, and he's sure that you've made a mistake. The problem is it was released at 12 o'clock that you had vetoed it. Sturgeon called me immediately, and he said he couldn't understand it, and would I talk to you? And he'll probably call you this afternoon, and I've talked to Walter, and Walter's told Mike Selman to get it back today if he can until you can think about it again. S-1451.
Well, Walter's never talked to me about it. I never heard of it. I did veto it. I vetoed it because every department recommended vetoed it, and it opened up a whole new list of claims, and I did it 2 or 3 days ago.
No, it didn't open up a whole new
list of claims.
This one was right. It was as right as hell.
I'm not going to debate the merits with you. I'm just telling you what's happened.
Yeah.
It has been vetoed. It was vetoed 2 or 3 days ago. I never helped anybody pass it. I never heard of it. All I did was read the reports from the department and act on them, and Walter's never mentioned it to me.
Well,
since
it wasn't known until today that this happened. Walter didn't know it had happened.
Yeah.
Duxton didn't know it had happened. He said he had hoped that since it was his bill, he would at least talk to him.
I don't ever know whose bill it is. I just see a bill there sent to me, signed by the others, and I don't call a congressman on the hundreds of bills that come through there.
Well, Duxton wants to ask you, can you reconsider?
No, I've done vetoed it and announced it to Tom.
I know, but you can withdraw it.
No, I came not to there to announce something, and besides, everything I read made me feel all the people.
Well, I know, but I don't think you read everything was in it. I've been in this one myself for 15 years, but this is my mistake.
If you were president, you'd probably do something else, but you ain't president. By God, I am, and I vetoed it because I thought it ought to be vetoed because all the departments said it should be, and nobody's ever talked to me about it. This is the first word I've heard.
What I'm saying, as far as the merits are concerned, I know more than this about the department because it was my mistake 15 years ago. But, I mean, could you reconsider this until we get...
I don't see how you can reconsider something that you've done and announced, Tom. Answer's no.
Well, can you help him in any other way?
I don't know how I can help him. I don't know anything about it except the merits of this bill, my judgment, required a veto, and I did it. And I did it 2 or 3 days ago.
Did you know it was signed last year by Kennedy?
No, I didn't know anything about it. I assumed if it was signed by Kennedy, that wouldn't make a damn bit of difference, wouldn't it, though?
No, but I mean, your judgment is what you were going to do about it might have made a difference.
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't assume that it'd be up this year if the same bill had been signed last year.
No, I'll tell you what happened to it. A technical change had to be made in the bill because of an intervening decision of the Supreme Court about the advisory jurisdiction of the Court of Claims.
It had to be slightly reworded
to get the same result. This is the truth of the thing. You'll find this all in Harris's presentation to the House. This went through practically unanimously through the House and the Senate.
Well, if they can...
If
it's unanimous up there, Tom, it's very easy because they can pass it over your veto by less than a unanimous vote, you know.
Well, I know it, but
all I did was...
Nobody wants to pass it over your veto.
Well, I don't care. Just act on what is in front of me, and nobody discussed it with me.
Well, but somebody should have discussed
it. Well, that's not my problem.
As Walter was saying, he was supposed to discuss it with you for both Sturgeon and Harris, and he made a mistake of going away too soon.
Well, maybe I don't know what he was supposed to do except work for me.
But what Justin wants to ask you to do, what I want to ask you to do, will you help us straighten out the problem?
Well, I don't know, Tom. What you mean by helping you straighten out the problem?
Well, we may have to send it back again with your recommendations this time it passed.
No.
That's awfully hard for you to do.
It sure is.
You could withdraw it this afternoon until we can...
I have announced it, Tom. I vetoed it 2 or 3 days ago.
Well, I say, but it wasn't announced until 12 o'clock.
I don't know when it was announced.
Well, this is the trouble. Nobody knew about this till 12 o'clock when Duxton called me. It was announced today by George Reedy at 12 o'clock. Nobody knew that you'd vetoed it before.
I don't think that's material one way or the other.
No, it isn't material, but it is material to try to help on the thing if we can.
Yeah. From my opinion, it was not a good bill. It ought to be vetoed. And all I had three opinions there before them that I read, and all of them agreed with it. And that's my viewpoint.
Well, but I mean, I think that's because you didn't hear the other side.
Well,
the Department of Justice has always been against this because this was a Department of Justice mistake.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Walter wants to talk to you about it, too.
Well, I'll talk to him.
He and I are terribly embarrassed, and so is Dirksen's heartbroken.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.